Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, today I'm joined by Matt Bull, who is Technical Director at Armadale Capital. How are you today, Matt?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Right, I've got some carefully crafted questions for you today. For listeners unfamiliar with Armadale Capital, can you provide an overview of the 100% owned Mahenge Liandu graphite project?
Yeah, the project is a very large and high-grade large flake graphite project located in southeast Tanzania. The deposit is located in a world-class province, which is known for a very high-quality graphite concentrates. There's two other developers in the region which have also been able to produce exceptional graphite quality concentrates from their deposits. It's probably the best graphite province in the world.
And I mean, in terms of the potential size of the project, is it a world-class project?
With the resource update we did today, we have 84 years in the indicated and measured category at the plant production rate. So it's quite a long, extremely long mine life, and the deposit is still open to the north and to the south. So yeah, it's certainly a large, high grade and high quality project.
So it'll see most of us out, presumably, in the 84 years. Could you explain to people who are not familiar with graphite, or maybe think they are familiar with it but aren't, what is graphite used for these days?
There's a very wide range of uses for graphite, but the one that's growing very quickly at the moment is graphite, which is used in lithium-ion batteries, those batteries are used in EV vehicles, which is growing very fast at the moment.
There's been a lot of speculation in terms of lithium companies, but not the same kind of excitement so far in the graphite area.
Well, there's roughly 10 times as much graphite in a lithium-ion battery as lithium, so it should be called a graphite battery rather than a lithium battery. And I guess the other key element of lithium-ion batteries is it really depends on high-purity graphite. So if we're able to produce very high-purity graphite from the Mahenge Liandu project, we really are well-placed to access that market.
Right. I mean, you've touched about the significance of today's release in terms of the resource upgrade for the project. How much is the resource update, key in terms of the ongoing definitive feasibility study, and what other steps are there along the line in terms of the DFS?
The key remaining steps are obtaining further marketing agreements for the graphite concentrate. We're expecting to get further MOUs and expect to get further binding agreements in the very near future, and definitely before the end of the year. Another key area that's required for the DFS is advancing the permitting, so we can get all the permits required, including the mining license, to start construction. And also we need to finalise the mine design, which we can use the just completed resource update. When we do that, we'll be able to declare a mining reserve, accurately estimate production costs to allow us to estimate the cost of production.
There is a marketing program for the graphite itself in terms of customers and the commercialization of the graphite.
Yeah, we have a marketing consultant based in China who's got a lot of experience in the graphite sector, and she's managing the marketing side of it for us. And we've already obtained two MOUs, and we're expecting further MOUs in the very near future. And some of the existing ones will convert to binding as well.
Right. And are there any more? Is there any more activity in terms of offtakes and other things like that, or is that the bulk of it?
I have a lot more information on that in the coming weeks.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that. But based on what you've learned since the company completed its scoping study for Mahenge Liandu in March 2018, how optimistic are you that the project DFS will yield a strong outcome?
I'm very confident the project is going to yield a strong outcome based on all the information we've gotten so far has been improved over the figures we used in the scoping study. And the scoping study really did show some of the best returns I've seen in a mining project in pretty much any commodity since I've been working in the sector. So it's pretty much certain that we're going to be getting some very strong results out of the study.
Right. And do you think the market has appreciated what the value of the assets that you have potentially under the ground?
I definitely don't think the market's really understands the quality of the product we have. We really have a very high grade project in one of the best, if not the best, graphite provinces of the world. So, and we're not valued nowhere near where we should be, in my opinion.
I mean, one of the reasons that would explain such a mismatch in valuation is actually the time it takes to develop the project once you actually know what's under the ground. What is the lead-in time as far as Armadillo is concerned? Or what would it be in terms of getting the stuff out of the ground?
From the start of construction to first production is around 10 months. So it's not a hugely complex process.
Right. So, I mean, that's not a large time frame in terms of the mining area. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's quite a quick startup. Compared to other commodity.
Right. And in terms of the current market cap is around the 9 million mark. Is there any indication at this stage, what the size of the asset would be compared to that current market cap?
Well, I think the scoping study had a value of roughly $350 million
right.
NPV.
Right.
So we expect to improve on that.
That's quite a big difference there. And as far as the cost of mining, the cost of the project, is it too early to say what that might be in order to get to that that bigger figure?
Well, the capital cost was estimated to be around $35 million in the scoping study. So.
Right. And you're working on different ways of financing the project.
Yeah, there's several different ways we could potentially fund the project, and we're discussing them with potential financiers at the moment.
Okay, and so you've got great news today. What's the next thing we're looking forward to that investors should keep an eye out for?
There's going to be some further news on marketing over the coming weeks and months as we head into the completion of the study.
Right, so that ties in the various parts of the project, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt Bull, Technical Director at Armadale Capital, thank you very much indeed, and congratulations on the latest news.
Thanks for that.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.